And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're talking high school volleyball today because the IHSA is releasing a top 50 countdown of the best programs in state history to commemorate the 50th year of the state series in volleyball. Hartsburg-Emden on that list at number 18. The reason we're talking about that is because Mercer County High School volleyball coach Lexi Stropes, a Hartsburg-Emden alum, class of 2016, played the state tournament for the program. So I'm sure for you a really cool honor, I guess, for the program you spent a lot of time in. So just kind of your reaction to seeing the Hartsburg-Emden Stags number 18 in terms of all-time IHSA volleyball programs.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ty. So, yeah, it's awesome to see that, you know, a small school like Hartsburg-Emden and, you know, being an alum from there, it's really cool and unique. And I think that, you know, nobody's more deserving of it than Hartsburg-Emden, and Coach Hayes has a solid program over there. And so I definitely wasn't shocked to see that we fell, you know, top 50, 18, but it was just, it's really cool and it's an honor to be able to see that they're getting the recognition that they deserve.
Something that I really like about like my job is you kind of get to know a lot of these schools. You hear about them, and like I've traveled all over the place the last, you know, 4 or 5 years doing this. I've never been to Hartsburg or Emden before, but I've heard about the program, of course, with all of the success, and it's cool to get to kind of meet people from those programs in those towns. So Hartsburg-Emden, for our listening audience, one of the smallest public schools in the state. This year, the classification enrollment from the IHSA, which is basically the enrollment of the two previous school years, averaged 64. So an average of 64 kids the past 2 years in the high school, won a regional title again this year. And I think that's one of maybe the most unique, probably the most unique thing about the story is that, the small town, the small school atmosphere. So growing up in it, I guess for you, how has a school of that size been able to have the sustained success year after year after year? I mean, what goes into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Hayes has a great program over there. She builds a solid foundation, and I think that that's a big part of it. You know, she's been coaching there for so many years. She starts, you know, with the kids whenever they're young. You're doing Orange Crush little club volleyball. Next thing you know, she's coming up, and you got her in the junior high program, and then you're doing club stuff, and then you've got the same coach throughout, which is just that consistency that people need, and you know her expectations. You know, she puts a lot of time and efforts into this, and going to do club and going to do all the extra things and putting in that extra time, you know, only helps. But Coach Hayes is just a very, you know, core person. She's got fundamentals and she's got expectations, and she wants you to be the absolute best that you can be, and she will push you to be that. And I think that that's what, you know, drives that program and why she has so much success in the program is she's just a solid coach.
Yeah, that's something too, talking about like participation numbers. You look at that number 64 we mentioned, so you'd think on average that's right around half, so around 32 or so girls, give or take a few in the entire school. You talk about kind of just the breeding ground, basically, right, where you get into it at the youth level really, really young, with it's basically the same person running through, you know, when you're a third grader to when you're a senior in high school. So can you just speak a little bit more about how connected all of that feels and kind of how that leads to getting kids to play?
Yeah, I think that, you know, everyone, you know, sparks an interest in something. And once you kind of start playing and you're around and you kind of are part of that dynamic and you've seen the success, like you buy into it. It's a process of, you know, you got to have buy-in and you got to be willing to give 110%. And with that, you know, coach is her consistency. She's the same face, same person, same expectations. And I think that just builds through and through of, you know, progressing forward. You've had the same coach, you've had the same person. And so I think she does a very nice job with all of that and just being a part of all the programs. And even with the club stuff and just her involvement is huge. And so I think that that's just very important, and it makes people see the success and they want to be a part of it.
So would you say your experience playing in that program is what made you want to get into coaching? I guess when you were a kid, like playing for Hartsburg-Emden in high school, going to the state tournament, right? Is that something that kind of said, hey, I think I want to coach volleyball when I get older?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say all of my success and just being coached, you know, by Coach Hayes, and then, you know, talking to her outside of this. And even whenever I thought about coaching, you know, she's someone that I always reach out to, and she's someone that's got, you know, great experience, and she's been through a lot of things. And so definitely being a part of Hartsburg-Emden and all of my volleyball success was definitely one of the reasons that I wanted to coach. Absolutely. It's a big part of it.
So you've been mentioning Coach Hayes. Now it's Jennifer Hayes, right? Hartsburg-Emden's head coach, in her 30th season, closing in on 800 career wins, I think, too. Coached you on one of the five state tournament teams she's had. So when you speak about her, you're just like gushing about her, right? All these great things you have to say. So can you pinpoint it down? Like, what do you think makes her such a great high school volleyball coach? Like, being a great volleyball coach is one thing, but like a high school coach is a whole different thing in terms of, you know, whatever level you want to talk about. So what is it you think that makes her such a great high school coach with all the success she's had?
Yeah, I think that something big would be just her, the want, she wants you to be better. She wants you to be the absolute best that you can be, and she's going to push you, and she's going to push you, and she's going to try and see, you know, what you're capable of doing, because she sees it in you. She sees it in you from the beginning as you're young and you're growing into things. And I think that it's just her drive to want to be competitive and want to win, but also see us be successful on and off the court. I mean, she's a person that's there for you, honestly, through absolutely anything. And she's always someone that you can go back and talk to. So I think just the relationships that she builds with people, and that she means business. She's ready to rock and roll, and she'll be the first one to tell you. And I think that that's huge. You know what people can accomplish. You know what they're able to do. It's just making sure that you get their full potential. And she's great at executing that.
Yeah, so 30 years coaching high school volleyball is an insane amount of time, where I'm sure she's probably seen everything you could ever see happen in a volleyball game. So for you, you know, and now your second year leading a varsity program, I mean, what a great resource that is, I'm sure, getting to talk to her. So how often do you try to pick her brain? And I'm sure she's loves getting to talk to a former player who's coaching now.
Yeah, me and Coach Hayes definitely stay in contact. You know, when volleyball season's going, we're kind of both busy running our own schedules, and I try to make time to go watch her at least once a year if I'm able to. I got to go watch them play at the Quincy High School volleyball tournament all Saturday, sat from morning till nighttime watching them play, and got to chat with her about some of the stuff. But no, we definitely stay in contact. You know, I pick her brain on certain things. She's, you know, been doing this for so long. She's a pro at this point. So there's things that I have questions on, or maybe I'm like, you know, Coach, I really don't know what to do with this. Here it is. And she's just really good for feedback. She sees it from a perspective that's all around, and she's seen a lot. So I think that just, you know, staying in contact with her, using my resources whenever I need her, and, you know, not just talking about her, but even my college coach at Carl Sandburg, you know, I've picked his brain on a few things, like, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I've got going on. Coaches, can you help me? You know, and they absolutely do.
So as the head coach at Mercer County, I'm sure, you know, coming in, it's obviously a lot different in terms of just the volleyball tradition here than there was and is at Hartsburg-Emden. So specifically looking at, you know, you growing up in that program with Coach Hayes, I mean, are there any main things you're kind of trying to replicate at this level that you kind of went through at Hartsburg-Emden?
Yeah, I would definitely say the team dynamic, and, you know, the core of what the program should be and what it should look like. You know, coming from something, I'm definitely trying to implement a lot of things that Coach Hayes did, or even, you know, mimic that high school culture and everything that she's created over there. I know it takes time, and I know that it's hard, and she didn't do it right away, but, you know, just even picking her brain on some of that stuff. You know, I try to do, you know, the ball control. I try to do all of the things in my practice plans, or, you know what, this is what we're doing this day. How can I break this down? You know, what would Coach Hayes say that we should be doing? You know, and then, you know, talking to her and seeing where we're at with things. I think just, you know, success isn't built overnight, and you've got to work hard, and trying to implement those changes is huge. And people have got to be open to changes and be versatile and be willing to, you know, accept them. But I think that as you continue moving on, you know, those expectations are, you know, they're built and they're in the core, and you know the program and you know what you're going to be expecting. So,
well, culture is such a big thing, obviously, not just in terms of winning and losing, but, you know, how you treat the kids, making sure they're having fun and enjoying this time. Because a lot of times I think it's lost when you look at, you know, running a high school athletic program. But at the end of the day, it's kids playing a sport, right? And number one, it's supposed to be fun. And I'm sure at Hartsburg-Emden, you won a lot, so it's fun. But to me, like you've been talking about Coach Hayes, it feels like really kind of family type dynamic where you really care about each other. You can tell the coaches care about you. So, I mean, can you just speak a little bit more about just the culture at Hartsburg-Emden when it comes to volleyball? I mean, just what's it like?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, everyone's close-knit. You know, everybody knows everybody. It's small town living. But I think a big part of it is just that, you know, Coach stays in contact with you, whether that's, you know, text message or we keep each other on Facebook or social media. So we're able to communicate, catch up with each other. If I post something or I see something that she posts, you know, just kind of that commenting and still staying connected with your resources. And I think that, you know, we were so close, you know, winning makes it fun for everybody. Don't get me wrong, but also just losing. when you lose as a team. And so I think that that's just a big part is, you know, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And, you know, finding that core is that's the stuff you have to turn back to is where's my team? Where's my dynamic? And I think that that's just something that she's built and it's great to have. And I think that it will push you through and through.
And I'm assuming with that, I mean, you have buy-in from basically everybody. Obviously, the success is kind of where that comes from. But I'm sure even, you know, kids, you know, for example, 1 through 15 on the varsity roster, right? The number one best player on the team. And then maybe the 15th kid who doesn't, you know, get a lot of playing time. But it feels like, to me, at least programs like that, everybody's engaged and everybody is on board with where we're going. Everybody knows their role, whether it be, you know, kids, family, everything, right? You have all the buy-in. So for that, I mean, did you see that at that program where it feels like even if a kid maybe isn't getting playing time in games, they're still all the way engaged in the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that, you know, something that coach instills is everybody has a role. Everybody has a job on any given night. And that's not to say that your job is going to be different on any night. Your role might change. It might change the next day. It might change, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But it's just you have to be a part of the process. You have to be team motivated and you have to be on the team wagon. You just have, you've got to be aboard on it because, you know, if one person falls off, it makes it a little bit difficult to pick back up, you know, with the success, you know. That's easy to get the buy-in. It's even more fun, but also at the same time, you know, losing and where you're going to build and what you can do and how you can be an encouraging teammate. And maybe, you know, you're not in that starter role, but you're still a part of this team and your efforts and everything that you contribute is still a part of it. And I think that, you know, every single person can take something away from every aspect of no matter life, sports, anything. And so I think that that's also where you can find people is just trying to find your role and doing it well and executing it.
And I think this is what's cool about this specifically, getting to talk to you about this is, you know, this is something that, you know, you played high school volleyball, what, 8, 9, 10 years ago, and you are getting to talk about all this great, these great experiences you had. And a lot of the things you're talking about aren't necessarily, you know, winning matches, right? Which you won a ton. Obviously, as we talked about, you got to the state tournament, got to play in the state championship match. But when you look at high school sports, to me, it's always about, you know, getting the kids to have a positive experience they can look back on and say, hey, that was really fun that I did this. And like we talked, like I just said, you know, you're not necessarily talking about your greatest memories being winning all these matches. It's being a part of the program. So as you look at that and you look at, you know, your role now as a varsity coach leading, you know, kids now, is that something too you're trying to replicate, is just making sure that these kids have a really, you know, positive and fun experience playing a sport that everybody enjoys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely, you know, a huge part of it. And I try to do my very best of doing that with Mercer County Volleyball Program and everything, you know, that it brings. And I'm pretty bought into the Mercer County Volleyball Program, maybe a little biased, but, you know, I believe in what this program could be. I believe in its future. I believe in every part of it. I think that coming from such a good program that I'm trying to implement a lot of those same things. And I think, you know, just getting that buy-in and that process of the success and what it could be and what it is, and just making sure that everybody, you know, like you said, winning and losing and, you know, all of that, but also that I'm a resource. I'm a resource if you need me outside of here. I'm a resource if you need me, you know, you choose not to go the sports route and maybe you want to go, you know, right into the workforce and you need a reference. I can be that person for these kids. And I try and tell all of, you know, my seniors and everybody whenever we do our opening season meetings, one-on-ones, that, you know, I always ask everybody, are you going to go play? You know, is there any opportunity? What can I do? Can I help you with the scouting process? Can I help you talk to coaches? I'm more than willing to visit anybody that wants to come in here and talk in regards to your college and, you know, going somewhere after this. But I think just building those relationships and letting them know that I'm always an ear to listen, even after they graduate and they leave from my program.
I was going to ask you how closely you still follow Hartsburg. I mean, it feels like, though, you've kind of answered that. You're still pretty, you know, closely following the program with Coach Hayes. I see they're hosting a sectional this week, right? So do you plan on going down to catch any of that, or what's the outlook there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the game plan, is to get down there and be able to watch them, especially with them hosting this year. If I can't do that, I will definitely watch on NFHS and stay focused and follow along. I've already sent Coach Hayes her good luck text for the day to let her know that I'm cheering, I'm in her corner, and always supporting the program and the success that it has.
So do you have any, like, family still down there in terms of, like, kids Do you?
Yeah. So I have a cousin on the team. Her name is Sadie, and I have another cousin named Elena. And so they are both on the Hartsburg Emden volleyball team.
All right. They're current Stags, man. That's awesome. Let's just wrap up real quickly by kind of recapping the 2024 season for you at Mercer County. Year two ends 20-13, so 20 wins, falling in the regional semifinal to Riverdale last week. So to me, I mean, just watching, it felt like another year of progress where you're not necessarily maybe at the point you want to get the program to yet, but I think another step forward. So overall, how do you kind of grade the 2024 season?
Yeah, I think that it went good. You know, I think, you know, our record and getting those wins in 20-13, you know, that's a big deal. That's a huge accomplishment. Taking second place at our Judy Richmond tournament, third place at the Weathersfield tournament, some of our girls receiving all tournament team. You know, those are huge. That's a huge amount of success throughout the season. And, you know, you always want a winning season. You always want to see the program pushing forward and, you know, see what the program has to come. Unfortunately, you coach for the season that you're in, but you coach for the seasons to come. I had a good group this year, and, you know, I'm really excited to see where they progress and as they move forward. But I'm also very excited, pretty solid JV team this year, and seeing, you know, some of those athletes coming up and moving up and where people fit in for next year. And I think that, you know, I'm excited to see what's to come.
Yeah, I think when you look ahead to 2025, like you alluded to there, you had a lot of success at the younger levels, and I think really great just numbers in terms of participation in the program this year too, which I think are all good signs. So pretty confident in the way, the direction that things are moving as you head into the offseason, getting ready for 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just like we had just talked about with the JV and the people coming up and some of the people that are going to be returning back, I'm excited to see, like I said, where everyone will fall into place and, you know, what's going to happen in the off season and just, you know, the girls putting the time, going to club, going to lessons, you know, not just picking up a volleyball once summertime comes, you know, because those things, they do pay off. I've seen them pay off. I've been involved in a program where they pay off, and I try to tell them till I'm black and blue in the face that, you know, things will pay off if you put in the time, and everything will just kind of fall into place the way that it should.
All right, so Hartsburg Emden ranked number 18 by the IHSA in their top 50 volleyball countdown. That's Mercer County head coach Lexi Stropes talking with us. A proud Stag, right?
Absolutely. Go Stags.
All right. Thanks for talking with us, Lexi.
Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.